We started off with the pawn and king against king alone last time. And now we'll add a pawn on each side. So there's 2-1 here. Setup position, white king, David 1.
Yeah.
Pawns on Felix 2 and Gustav 3.
Felix 2, Gustav 3, yeah.
Yeah. Black king on Eva 4.
Yeah.
And pawn Gustav 4. White is the move.
Yeah.
And they simply can drive the black queen, black king off. To play king Eva 2.
Yeah, in opposition, yeah.
Yeah, keeping the opposition. That's right. Black has many different choices here, but we could look at some of them. If King David 4.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
White can simply swap pawns by playing F3.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
G takes F3. King takes Felix 3, and the rush is on.
Yeah.
King E5, King Gustav 4, King Felix 6, King Hector 5, and the pawn rounds through.
Yeah, I'd have to run that through sometime, but yeah, I can. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's what's simple about that. But if we go on over another answer here. King Eva 5 after White's King Eva 2.
Uh-huh.
White is still keeping the opposition. What is the move? King Eva 3, naturally.
King Eva 3 to get up position, yeah.
Yeah. Keeping the opposition.
Looks good for white, actually, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. King Felix 5.
Yeah.
And white don't need to keep the opposition here. He plays King David 4.
King David 4?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I suppose he can't come closer, can he? King can't get closer, yeah.
Yeah, the black king can't move forward.
Right, yep.
So the only way to keep the opposition for black is to play king f6.
Yeah,
but
yep.
He must hold on to the pawn as long as possible. So
would
maybe
he probably play King G5, would he?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes King E5.
King E5, yeah.
Yeah. King Gustav 6.
King Gustav 6, yep. Yeah. Got to go back, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. King Felix 4. King Felix, Hector 5. Well, yeah. King Hector 5.
King Hector 5, yep. Yeah. Yeah, trying to get stalemate, yep, in the corner, yep.
Yep.
And I guess
King Felix 5.
Oh, Felix 5. Oh my god, even to get further in front, yeah. Yep.
And the king has to get away from the pawn, and white has has got a 2-pawn advantage.
Yeah, blimey, yeah.
2 pawns advantage, and yep. one of the pawn the result that at least one of the pawns is going to be big queen.
Yeah.
So. And if we look at the third alternative, after white played King Eva 2.
Mm-hmm. And let me put it back. King Eva 2, and black was on Eva 4, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
If black plays King Felix 5 here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a little bit different. But not much.
I'd expect white to play either 3 probably. But
no. David 3. King David 3.
David 3. Okay, that's the opposition, isn't it? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. King Eva 5. King Eva 3. King Felix 5, and then back with the king to David 4. And we got the same position as last time.
Yeah.
And with the same result.
Yep.
We have another position here. May we put some pawns here? We'll have I saw a good reason to check this line on the club.
Mm-hmm.
And white has a king on Felix 2.
White king Felix 2, yeah.
Yeah. And pawns on Anna 2.
Bella 2, yeah.
Yep, Bella 2, Caesar 3.
Yep. Sorry? Yeah. Caesar 3. Oh, hang on, more than 3 pawns.
Yeah.
Let me get
that's more than 3 pawns.
Yep. Okay.
I said 2 pawns and more.
Yep. Okay.
In this. So, we put a white pawn on Gustav 2 also.
Hang on, let me get Gustav 2.
Yeah.
Yep.
And black has king on Gustav 4.
Yep.
Pawns on Anna 7, Bella 7, and Caesar 6.
And let me just do that. Anna. Just give me 2 seconds. Anna and Bella 7 and Casper 6, yeah?
Yeah, Caesar 6, yeah.
Yeah, any more?
No.
Okay.
Well, play white pawn to Gustav 3.
Yep.
Black king to Gustav 5.
Yep.
White king to Felix 3.
3, yep.
Black king to Felix 5.
Yep.
Gustavo, check.
Yep. King goes in front of the pawn, I suppose.
Yes. That's right. Now, we'll play Belafor.
Yeah.
Belafor.
Yeah. Belafor, yeah.
And black has to...
Got to move the pawns. Oh.
Black has to do something.
Yeah.
Maybe we say play Anna 6.
Yeah, Anna 6, yeah.
Anna 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe Bella 6.
Ah, yeah, Bella 6. This is where you've got to be careful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think White should move his king now.
Yes, I think that he may do so. So, but King Gustav III.
Yeah.
King Gustav III.
Yeah.
Yeah. King Gustav VI. King Felix IV.
Yep.
King Felix VI. Gustav V.
Sorry, hang on. King Felix...
Six.
King Felix VI for black, yeah?
Yeah. And Gustav V, check.
Gustav, yep, got you.
King back to Gustav VI.
Yep.
And now I think... we can move a bit forward. Caesar 4.
Caesar 4, yeah.
Can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. White King is far enough ahead.
Yeah,
but he can manage to stop Black's pawns.
Yeah. So who is it to move now? It's Black to move.
Black is to move.
Well, Black will probably play something like Bella. Is Bella 6? Let me think about this.
You may play Bella 5 or so.
I meant Bella 5. Yeah, Bella 5. Yeah. So I've seen this situation with the three pawns that, and I think you're supposed to advance the middle pawn, I think.
Yeah. Anyway,
possibly.
Which of them?
Anyway, is it Bella 5 from Black?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And as far as I understand. From this, White can play Caesar takes Bella 5.
Okay, Caesar takes Bella 5. Yeah.
Yep. And Black almost has to play. Caesar takes. Yeah, he must. Otherwise, Anna takes Anna 5.
Oh,
Anna right. Takes Bella 5, Anna 5.
Yeah. So it's good. Yeah, you're right. It's got to be Black. Of course, I'm getting confused who's winning this. But yeah, Black has to protect his interest playing Caesar takes Bella. Yeah.
Then Anna takes Bella 5.
Yep.
And Anna takes Bella 5.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah. Now we have 2-1 again. White has two pawns and Black has one pawn.
So it's White's go. Was it White's go?
Yeah, it's White's.
So it should be... I'll play... Eva 5, I think, here, I would imagine.
Yeah, King Eva 5, leaving the G-pawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he can get Working it in front of his pawn. Yeah.
Yeah. Black takes it.
Yeah.
King David 5.
Yeah.
King Felix 5. King Caesar 5. King Eva 5.
Yeah.
King takes Bella 5. And
that's one,
the pawn
one
runs through.
One for white, yeah.
Yeah, there's one for white. The pawn is running through. When white king is on Hector 8.
White king Hector 8, yep.
And pawn on Caesar 6.
Caesar 6, for white or black? White.
Yeah, and black has a king on Anna 6. And a pawn on Hector 7.
Hang on. King on
Anna 6.
Anna 6. And where was the other pawn?
Hector 7.
Hector 7. Right, okay.
Yeah. There's his study. With black to move.
Let's get through. White pawn was on
Caesar 6.
And Anna 6 was the white, was the black king.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my goodness. So yeah. Yep. Whose move is it?
Black.
Black's move.
Yeah. It plays Hector 5.
Yep.
It's not that simple, this one. King Gustav 7. Hector 4.
Hey, wait a minute, sorry. King Gustav 7.
Yeah, Hector 4.
Hey, why wouldn't he go for his... Why wouldn't white try and promote the pawn? Hang on.
Well, he must get the king nearer the pawn to try
oh,
and
yes,
get
the queen. Oh, yes, yeah. You're right, okay, sorry. Let's go back. So it was King... after Hector 5, King Gustav 7.
Yeah.
For white,
Hector
yeah.
4, King Felix 6.
Yeah.
Hector 3, King Eva 5. Now, I'm not... really sure that this works. Maybe I'm wrong, but this is just to get the hang on it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the pawn is on Hector 3 and white is to move here.
Yeah.
And then white can play King David 6. And try queen the pawn.
Yeah. Sorry, King...
David 6. So, we'll try this one. If Hector 2...
Oh, yeah. Hector 2, yeah?
White's queening with check. You see? Caesar 7, Hector 1, and Caesar 8, check.
Uh-huh.
With the queen. And this may be a drawn. But if white try and go. If black has played Hector 2 here, after Eva 5.
Yeah.
I think black can stop white from queening. So here, black may have the upper hand.
What, you mean like black plays king, Bella 6, you mean?
Yeah. No. Hector 1.
The queen, right, yeah.
Himself winning.
Yeah.
And if white plays Caesar 7.
Rather than either Wait. 5, yeah? Yeah.
I think black can play queen Caesar 1 here.
Sorry, black plays Caesar 1. Sorry, black plays.
Yeah. And the pawn is not coming to queen. So black is winning here.
Yeah.
So much for that. Another, there are other things to look at, naturally. I can put a chess puzzle for a mate in 2.
But
is not with pawns involved. Maybe it is like this. Yep. Let's try it. White has a king. Definitely. He has.
Where? Yeah.
On David 8.
White king on David 8.
Yep. And he has rooks on Anna 7 and Caesar 5.
Let me try and find my other white rook. This is amusement to all the pieces.
Yeah. Not all the pieces.
Okay. What I should do is get 2 chessboards here.
You have. Ah. Just 1 chessboard.
Right. Is there any black rooks I can pawn? I found a black rook.
Yeah. Hector 4.
Black rook on. Let's get a bit Hector 4, yep.
Yeah. And a black king on David 6 there.
Black king on
David 6.
David 6. David.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, in opposition to the white king, yep.
Yep. That's right. You see that if blackboard move.
So is that all the pieces?
Yeah.
Whereabout was the, I'm an improviser, whereabout was the other white rook?
White rook's on Anna 7 and Caesar 5.
Seven and
Caesar 5.
Caesar 5, got it, yeah, white one, yeah. Who's to move?
White is the move.
All right, so this is mate in two. Yeah? White is the move.
No, it's not mate in two.
Right, okay.
It's a study. Rook Hector 5.
Yeah, Rook Hector 5.
Yeah. And if white, if black takes the rook.
Yeah.
Rook Anna 6 check.
Yeah.
King goes up to the 5th rank.
Yeah.
Rook Anna 5 check.
Hang on. Oh, lovely. That's nice. Yeah. Gets the rook back.
And white wins.
Very nice.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I did wonder, I didn't manage to look that far ahead. I did think there might be something like that, but that's brilliant. Yeah, very nice. That's the winner for white. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. So it was rook Hector 5 then, great. So basically, black doesn't take the rook then, yeah. But then again, white can get out of his... I suppose he can get out of his mess then, really. Stops the back rank mate, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And if black moves his rook from Hector 5, from Hector 4.
Yeah.
Anywhere on the, else on the board.
Yeah.
Then takes the rook. There is a mate with the rook and a 6.
Right, okay. Oh, sorry, yeah, of course, yeah. 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 Yeah, because
so that's
good. Yeah, that's neat, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's cool, that is. Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen that before.
No, I think you haven't.
Yeah. So basically, he wins, he's going to win with Rook Hector 5. That is so weird.
Yeah, black was a threatening mate.
Yeah.
So, what to do about this was to
force the king back in it, really.
To threaten mate yourself.
Yeah.
And if the rook is taken, check the king up to the 5th rank, the same as the rook is standing on, and check again to
is that the only move that white can play to get out of it?
Yeah. White king on either one.
White king either one.
Black king either 3.
Yep.
White pawns on Bella 3 and Caesar 2.
Bella 3 and
Caesar 2.
Yep.
And black has Bella 4 and Caesar 5. You may see King David 1.
Cool idea.
King David 1, yeah?
Uh-huh.
K King David 4.
Yep.
King David 2.
Yeah. Nice, yeah.
And I think Black has to try a pawn break here. So.
Yep.
Pawn sees a 4.
Yeah. And white must take black takes.
Black takes back. Yep.
Black takes back with the king. And now king c. So 1.
Yep.
King c. So 3.
Ah, oh, not so good. Down, mate.
No.
King sees a 3.
Yeah. White king bella 1.
I know, it's the course it's not.
Well, I think this is a draw.
King because, white king bella 1. Yeah.
I think this is a draw because nobody can win a pawn here.
Yeah.
There is a draw. So this is a drawn position.
So black to move, go back to.
Yeah.
Charlie 4, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. And if black. Didn't play this Charlie 4. And played King David 5 instead. White had King David 3. And now white is on the upper hand.
Uh-huh.
I may be. Because King David 6. King Caesar 4.
Yeah.
King Caesar 6.
Not good, yeah.
Maybe this is also a draw. This may also draw.
What, because?
Because black has the opposition, but he can't. Nobody can win.
Really? So if white takes pawn on bella 4, yeah?
No, white has. Black has a pawn on Caesar 5.
Oh, so where's the pawn? Bella 4 still?
Yeah.
No. So white takes a pawn on bella 4, you mean?
No, white has a pawn on bella 4 and Caesar 5.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
We can set the black pawn on Anna 5 instead.
Uh-huh.
It may be some unbalanced position here. So, let's say that white has a king on David 1.
Yep.
Pawns on bella 3 and Caesar 2.
Then a 3, Caesar 2, yeah.
Yeah. King on David 4.
Black King, David 4, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pawns on Anna 5 and Bella 4.
Hang on. Black Pawn, Bella
4. Anna 5.
Yeah, Anna 5, yeah.
And Bella 4.
Yeah.
Play King, David 2.
David 2, yeah.
Yep. King, David 5.
Yep.
King, David 3.
Yep.
King, Caesar 5.
Yep. Yeah.
Trying to stop, point from going for the
pawn.
But yeah. White plays King Eva 4 here.
Yeah, that's weird, yeah. King Eva 4, yeah.
Yep. Let's say Black plays King David 6.
Yeah.
King David 4.
King yeah, White's got the opposition, yeah, yeah.
King Caesar 6.
6, yeah.
King Caesar 4.
Yeah, yeah.
King Bella 6.
Yeah.
King David 5.
David 5, yeah.
Maybe, no. Maybe not David 5.
Huh?
Well, let's
David
try
it. David
4. Yeah. David 4, yeah. Then that comes back to Caesar 6 again.
Yeah.
And if King Caesar 4 again, King Bella 6.
Bella 6, yeah.
King David 5, then King Bella 5.
King 5, Bella 5, right, yeah.
Yeah. King David 4.
Yeah.
And if Black tries Anna 4.
Anna 4, hang on.
Yeah.
Pawn Anna 4, yeah.
Yeah, pawn Anna 4, yeah. Bella takes Anna 4.
Bella takes Anna 4, yeah.
Then King takes Anna 4.
Yeah.
Now comes King Caesar 4.
Yeah.
Now, Black can't move ahead with his pawn.
Right, yeah, because it's going to be, yeah.
And White can't nobody of us can win.
Yeah.
Because of the pawn structure.
Yeah.
Let's say Black tries King Anna 3.
Yeah. Would it be David 3 for White?
Well,
sorry.
Oh, King David 3.
Well, actually, this one could be so. Yeah, David 3, King David 3, yeah.
Yeah. Well, King Bella 2.
Yep. Yeah.
And maybe King David 2 then.
You think so? Yeah, David 2, yeah.
Yep.
He still can't get that pawn out of the way, can he?
No, if White plays c4 here. Pawn, just pawn takes pawn en passant.
Yeah, yep.
And runs into queen. So, king d2. And it's still a draw.
Yeah.
So much knowing how to draw with the pawns. But we should love to win with them, too.
Yeah.
But it's not easy.